don't want to take up too much of your time. And as far as notes go, I just want to take a few minutes here. I only have two lines handwritten, so I don't know if that means we'll be really short or we'll go extra long here this evening. But just a thought, as I was thinking about this evening and thinking about our theme for this year has been Let Your Light Shine. And what an amazing, wonderful time it is when we gather here. I love this gathering on Christmas Eve, and I love the candles we're about to light here in a little bit. I love that singing that we do, a few of the classic old carols. But that idea of the light, and I know I speak on this quite often at Christmas Eve, but we keep going back to that, that when Jesus was born, he was born a light in the darkness of this world. In John chapter number 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word," that's Christ, "and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God," that Jesus was God. "All things were made by him." So Genesis chapter number 1, Christ created all things. The Godhead was involved there. "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life," in verse number 4, "and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." That when Christ came into this world was dark. Dark because of the curse of sin. What hope was there for mankind? We're condemned as sinners before God, condemned to that penalty of sin, that condemned to be separated from God who is holy by our unholiness. But Christ came, and 2,000 years ago, a light began to shine. Verse number 6 continues on here, and it contrasts Christ with John the Baptist, who came and told everyone that Christ was coming. It says, "And there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light." John, the apostle, writing this is very clear. John the Baptist was not the hope of the world, but he helped shine the light of Christ. This, or verse number 9, "That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." This idea that Christ is the light, that Christ is the hope for the world, and not just for some. We talked about this a little bit on Sunday. He didn't come just to be a savior of the Jews. He came to be a savior for all of mankind. Now, for us today, we have that light. Every believer has that light within them. And over in Matthew chapter number 5, when Christ is giving his Sermon on the Mount, he picks up that theme of light again. In verse number 14, he says, "Ye are the light of the world. The city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Christ is the light that came into the world, yes. But we have a responsibility. We have a light within us, his light, to shine before us. And I didn't realize those candles blew out. I didn't watch that video long enough on that. But we have a responsibility. We're not the light. Honestly, I'm going to tell you the best way I can explain this is the sun and the moon. The sun is the source of light. But you go out here at nighttime and you see that moon, you say, "Boy, the moon's shining." Well, what is that? It's the sun's light that's just reflecting off of the moon. The moon doesn't glow. It's just a big rock. But the light bounces off of it. I kind of think that's like us. We have God's light, the light of Christ. And we, through our lives, we just reflect it. That's the light that we are giving, the light that we are shining out. And this time of the year, I think it's extra important. It's an easy time to shine your light because there's a lot of folks out there who are celebrating. There's a lot of folks out there. You've been hearing Merry Christmas. I've drive-through somewhere, got Whataburger today for me and Becky, and you know, the person said, Merry Christmas. And it's pretty easy to shine a little bit of light this time of the year. So it's easy to shine a little bit of light in the way we celebrate, taking some time and thinking, present, being here tonight. This is a great way to remember it's not about the presents and all the other things that distract us this time of the year, but it is about Him. It's about that light that came into the world. So as we begin here, I want us to go ahead. We're going to start lighting candles, and we're going to sing. I've got three songs right here I want to sing here this evening. Just remember that that light that we have, that light we have been entrusted with, we pass it on, we keep it going, and we have that responsibility to let that light shine. Not our light, but that light that comes from Christ. We have a responsibility to let shine, and don't let Satan blow it out like he, anyway. That's a whole different song we could sing with one of the little kids' songs.